Farmer of Hearts, Day 28. Would you receive Jesus and let him live in you and you in him? In the Gospel of John it reads, "But to all who received him, he gave power to become children of God." To receive the Word is to welcome him into us, to take over our heart, our mind, and our being, until I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. This is the basic condition needed for the seed to grow healthily. God, who is ever so patient and kind, leaves it to us to make this crucial condition possible. To receive or not to receive is always our choice. But if we choose to be open to such an encounter with the Word, a radical transformation will begin to take place. Ever so gradually, even unknowingly, we will grow in peace, joy, wisdom, and love. More and more, the power of the Holy Spirit will conform us to Christ until we are truly worthy of being called the children of God. In the Gospel of John it reads, "I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me, and I in him, will bear much fruit, because without me, you can do nothing." Do we feel as connected to Jesus Christ as it ought and is meant to be? Like branches to the vine, children to the Father? If our relationship with God remains purely on an intellectual level, we need to carefully contemplate the message of today's reflection. Everything the Father has is for us. He wants us to inherit his kingdom. The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. And he wants us to receive the best nutrients on earth as we remain in him, the true vine, and in his bride, the church, to be nourished by his word and the sacraments. Reflection. Do I completely immerse myself in Christ with complete trust and to his church? Do I truly delight in the Word of God? Thank you. Today's prayer. As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, O Lord. My soul delights in your word, O God, a word that is incarnate and living, a word that must be received and proclaimed. As my response to your invitation to delight in your word and to remain completely in you, Lord, I will take time to reflect on the parable of the vine and the branches in the Gospel of John in the context of today's reflection. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.